Welcome to the Daily International OU Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. I hope you had a wonderful Shabbos and are continuing to have a relaxing weekend. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Rishon, 20th day of the month of Tammuz. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors whose names are prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you would like to sponsor future calls, and we always appreciate the support, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Herschel Becker, Mora D'Asra of the Young Israel of Kendall in Pinecrest, Florida, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Becker reciting our daily three chapters of Tehillim, the Mishnah Berach L'Cholim, and Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Becker to learn more about his amazing community. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Becker.
Thank you, Naftali. Here is the question. Is it or is it not imperative to wear a mask? That's one of the uncertainties that we face. And the answer is influenced by the place we find ourselves. Different places will have different standards and different opinions. However, there is one kind of mask which without doubt is a real lifesaver, no matter where you may be. As we travel in life, we encounter obstacles. Today, we face a world of uncertainty. How do we maintain our balance? I am fortunate that from childhood I had a Torah education, beginning with day school. Half the day was dedicated to Torah studies, the other half was with secular education. I remember lessons, assemblies, plays, days off. There was Washington's, Lincoln's birthdays, Columbus Day. There was curriculum, textbooks which shared the value of those occasions, obviously approved by the Board of Education. Now it seems that there are going to be changes, and this is not the forum to discuss if those changes are appropriate. Regardless, I had an education which is now being considered faulty. The changes are being made are not with explanations of the Board of Education of why it was right or wrong. Many feel like the ground has been pulled from under them, particularly during this time in history with the world already suffering the uncertainties due to the coronavirus. That is why I appreciate seeing the words of Rav Elio Baruch Kamai Zatzal, who passed away in 1917. He had referred to the last Mishnah Tractate Kinim, which cites the words of Eov Job, that contrasts those who do not study Torah from those who do. For the person removed from Torah knowledge, the older he gets, we see in Eov, the more agitated and distressed he becomes, while the person connected to Torah gains more understanding and thrives as the years go on. Having Torah provides not just purpose and direction, but an anchor. As Rav Baruch Kamai explained, that which governs the nations of the world changes. Torah is solid and firm. Recently, I shared with a doctor in my community that I don't understand how people are managing without the stability of Torah. He replied, they're not. With each statue that is toppled, rather than feeling unhinged, I feel further grounded and firm with an appreciation to be blessed with Torah. Besides providing the anchor, Torah shows us how to navigate the choppy waters and stay on even keel. There is a modus operandi that's been adapted in our culture to confront any differences with a call for destruction. A person says something you disapprove of? Destroy. And that destroys the fabric of society. To those who do not have Torah as their guide, this has served as the model that they have learned to emulate. The Torah provides direction. A response to anything or anyone that differs with us is not eradicate. Indeed, the Torah instructs us, don't hate. Communicate. Lo sisna, hocheach tochiach. Do not hate. Express your concerns and disapproval in order to bring resolve. If people would learn from Klal Yisrael, the world would look brighter for everyone. And now to wrap up with the masks. Those who remember the days of air travel can recall the instructions, in the event of emergency, put your oxygen mask on first. We have an oxygen mask that's there for emergency. Ki heim chayenu. The Torah gives us life. The Torah is our oxygen, not just for emergencies, but every day. However, especially in emergencies, we see the contrast of those who wear the oxygen mask and the suffering of those who don't. Wherever we may be, we have the opportunity to access that lifeline and then take care of others. How fortunate we are to have the grounding and direction of Torah. Observing that should fortify us. As Klal Yisrael, we will be on the right side of history. And by embracing Torah, we will be on the right side of eternity. We'll continue now with Tehillim. We will be saying three kapitlach, three psalms, beginning with 20, Chaf. Afterwards, I will say a Misha Beirach, and during the time for names, I will pause silently in confidence for the names that have been given to me to respect that confidence, and therefore I will not be saying that in audible fashion. Any names that you have can be thought of at that time. Lam Natseyach Mizmor LaDavid Ya'ancho Adonai B'yom Sarah Yisagev Choshem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezrocha Mikodesh U'mitzion Yisodeko Yiskor Kol Mincho Secho Ve'olosko Yidash Neselo Yiten Lecho Chilbo Vecho V'chol Atos Cho Yimalei Nirano B'yishua Secho V'shem Elohein Nidgo Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalo Secho Ato Yodati Kiyoshi Adonai Mishicho Ya'aneyu Mishmei Kacho V'gvoros Yesha Yimino Eile Barecha Veile Basus V'anachnu B'shem Adonai Eloheinu Natskir Heima Karu V'nafalu V'anachnu Kamnu V'anisodod Adonai Hoshia HaMelech Ya'aneyu V'yom Koreinu. Now, Kapitel Chav Zion 27. L'David, Adonai ori v'ishi mimi ra, Adonai mos chayai mimi evchod. B'kov alayim reyim l'chol es b'sori, sorai v'oy v'ayli, heima kashlu v'nafalu. Im tachne alayim machne lo yiro libi, im tokum alayim l'chomo b'zos ani boteach. Achashu alti meis Adonai yosav akesh, shifti veis Adonai kol yemei chayai, lachsos benom Adonai uvakir beheichalo. Kis b'neini b'suko b'yomro, yastireini b'seis erohalo, b'sur yiro m'meini. Vato yerum roshi aloi vai, sevi bosai, vez v'chov alo zivchei sruo, Oshira v'atamro l'Adonai, Shema Adonai kol yekro b'choneini v'aneini, L'cho amar libi b'kshufonoi, Es ponecho Adonai avakesh, Altalte ponecho mimeni altat b'av avdecho, Es rosi ho'iso, Altacheini v'altat v'ini Elohei ishi, Ki avibi mi azavuni v'Adonai yasveini, Horeini Adonai darkecho, Uncheini biorach misholaman shoroi, altetneini benefes soroi, ki komu viede sheker befeachomos, luleim antilros betub adonoi beres chayim, kabeel adonoi, chazab yameis libecho, vekabeel adonoi. Now we'll say, Kuflamid 130. Shir Hamalos, Mimamakim, Krosincho Adonoi, Adonoi Shimo Vikoli, Kienos Necho Kashuvos, Likol Tachanunoi, Emabonos Tishmoyo, Adonoi Mi Amod, Kim Chasli Choloman Tiborei, Kimisi Adonoi, Kilson Avshi, Vilidvaro Cholti, Nashi Ladonoi, Mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, kim Adonai achesed, Mishabeach avoseinu Abram Yisuf Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Hu yivarei birapei es acholim
Thank you so much, Rabbi Becker. As we segue and transition into the next part of our call, how are you, your family, and your wonderful community doing?
Baruch Hashem, we are wonderful. And
fantastic. Chassid Hashem. Let me ask you, Rabbi Becker,
for
those who aren't familiar with the geography of South Florida, Kendall, Pinecrest, and perhaps you can talk about that in a moment, why it's the Young Israel of Kendall, but it's in Pinecrest. Maybe it's as simple as Muncie, Suffern, or Lawrence, Cedarhurst. But I believe that the Young Israel of Kendall, being located in South Miami, if I'm correct, that the shul is the most southern full-time operating Orthodox shul in the United States, correct?
Correct. That
unbelievable.
Correct. Yep. Now, you asked about Kendall. Kendall is like saying this is the Young Israel of Long Island. We are actually in Pinecrest, a suburban community unique in Florida, with unique in that it has very few condos. It's a beautiful area. We have about 100 families affiliated, an incredible group of people from different countries, backgrounds, levels of Yiddishkeit, with a common desire to grow in Ruchnius. And
wow.
You asked about our community. Our shul has, besides the Kela mikveh, we have two mikvos, which has been very helpful, particularly during this time, because we've had calls from women from areas that cannot accommodate them, and because we have two mikvahs, we're able to have one for our regular users and one to accommodate those who had particular circumstances without compromising the safety of everyone involved. And in this time, our community, we have been Zooming together, and we have had the opportunity. When we sit down and learn the daf in the morning, one of the groups of learning that we have, which people have call in 6:30 in the morning, and we share that this is the time we have an oasis, the Torah together.
Mm-hmm.
It strengthens us. We have come so close during this period in all different ways, between the ches in the community, the learning in the community. Despite the physical distance, we've become more solid and more appreciative of each other, more appreciative of the Torah.
That's amazing. It's interesting. I just saw an article, I think it was on Fox News, where they were quoting a study, not driven by Fox News, but by a study that they had come across, which said that 75% of Americans feel that having spent time sheltered in during COVID, that they've grown closer, and that there's been a lot of positives. And so that's kind of actually the perfect transition to our next question, is that we've spoken with rabbis over the last few weeks and have asked this question a few times, is, you know, with challenge always comes opportunity. Rebecca, how would you say your community has grown from the ongoing pandemic? What's something that changed or something that you believe needs to change going forward?
Well, the change part, I have seen that those who have joined in learning became much firmer. Our joining together in discussions, which we've had, has affirmed our faith. I believe we have become stronger, appreciating each other, appreciating Torah, and appreciating Emunah, because that is what has carried us, and it has put us in position where we are removed from all the physical entities, confronting ourselves, and we've had to work within ourselves to develop ourselves and grow. And to witness that, looking around in our Kehillah, when we get together on the Zoom, get together in the conversation, and see and hear what people have to say, and what they represent, and who they are, and who they've developed, and who they've become, it's very uplifting for all of us.
That's amazing. Any stories? Anything stand out?
Well, I'll tell you something. I'll tell you a story that didn't happen exactly in my community, but I was involved with it, and I want to share with this. I have a very close friend. I'll call him Zalman, as I'm not going to refer to anyone by their real name. And to my shock, I received general notices that Zalman was rushed to the hospital extremely ill. Tehillim groups were set up. He's the kind of close friend that I would have expected to know. I mean, he's not in this city, and we hardly see each other, but we're very, very close. And I find this out by seeing Tehillim groups are being set. And after weeks, he returned home, was recuperating. When it was possible to talk to him, I called Zalman, and he told me, you know what? Shmelky called me, also name made up. Shmelky called me to see how I was doing. It was so nice of him. I was so glad to hear from him. Now, this is at the time when Zalman had difficulty. He was very weak, even though he was on the mend. Mm-hmm. But I was so glad to hear from him. I immediately called Shmelky. I told him, you know, you helped me. Just this week during davening, I was thinking, while saying Elu Devarim, which we say each morning, the following matters the person enjoys, the fruits in this world, the prince remains intact in the world to come. We go through a whole list of mitzvahs. And I was wondering, when am I doing these mitzvahs? Bikur Cholim, that's one of them. How can we fulfill these mitzvahs? So I called up Shmelky. I said, I want you to know how much your call meant to Zalman and to me, because it showed me how even now we can effectively perform these mitzvahs. It may not be in the structure that we had been accustomed to, but we can be open and creative and do an incredible job in everything that we do in our Torah and mitzvahs.
That's great, and it makes it very real. It's not just words that we're saying from a sitter, but really internalizing it and taking it to the next level, to the next degree. Thank you for sharing that. Last question, really, Becca.
Yes.
Different communities are at different points now during this partial opening. Where is the Young Israel Kendall at this moment? Are you in the shul? Are there daily minyanim? You mentioned Zoom before, but where is it davening currently at the moment?
Davening, we are still in phase one, and our phase one is open indoor for members, and it's Shabbos morning. That's where we're at this point. And Be'ezus Hashem, we will be exploring different ways to expand that. And if I may, Naftali, I want to express thanks to you for inviting me. And I also want to express gratitude to the OU for all of the oxygen masks that they've distributed, oxygen masks of Torah that they distributed during the pandemic and have been doing every day.
Absolutely. It was our pleasure, and it's a pleasure to have you on and to be in touch. Rabbi Becker, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a brief picture of your wonderful community, which I've had a pleasure to visit. As they are with all of Klal Yisrael and the entire world, our thoughts and our prayers, our tefillot are with you and your entire community for continued bracha, success, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need be answered Latova, and may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the master of the world, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Monday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, for words of inspiration from Rabbi Yechiel Morris of the Young Israel of Southfield in Detroit, Michigan. This concludes today's call. with hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, safe, and healthy day.